The Final Four in the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament tips off in Nationwide Arena this weekend. The four teams include all of the tournament's number one seeds. Louisville and Mississippi State face off in the first semifinal tonight. Notre Dame plays the University of Connecticut in the second game. The winners play for the national title on Sunday. With me to talk about the Final Four is Diana Sabo with the Ohio State Athletic Department. She's also a representative on the NCAA Women's Final Four Local Organizing Committee. Thank you for taking the time to talk.
Thanks. It's an honor and privilege. What an exciting time for Columbus.
There must be some disappointment, though, that Ohio State will not be in the Final Four.
Well, I think it would have been magical if Ohio State could have been a part of a host city for the Women's Final Four. But we're pleased with their season. They had a remarkable season, and we're just really excited to welcome four teams to Columbus.
So the two teams, Notre Dame and Louisville, they're very close to Columbus, within driving distance. That has to be good news for ticket sales and local hotel bookings. What are we seeing?
Fantastic news. We are sold out right now for tickets for our two semifinal games on Friday and our championship game on Sunday. So that means 19,804 fans will come through Nationwide's doors for each game. And then downtown with our hotels, we are at record numbers. We have over 14,000 hotel rooms booked for this weekend.
How many visitors do you think will come to the city?
You know, that's a great question. We're expecting over 80,000 unique visitors to Columbus. And by unique, we mean someone who has never been to Columbus before.
Where does this event rank in terms of the biggest sporting events the city has ever hosted?
This is a tremendous opportunity for Columbus to shine bright, and it is the largest collegiate NCAA championship that Columbus has hosted. So we're very excited for our fans, the people who live in Columbus, and then those who are traveling to Columbus to see what we're all about.
There are the basketball games, of course, but there are also other events going on around downtown. Explain some of those.
We have a fantastic lineup starting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can attend Fan Fest that is in the Convention Center, which is numerous interactive activities. And it also has some former NCAA great women's basketball players who will be signing autographs. Then we have the NCAA Bounce, which will take place Saturday afternoon. And you can go online and sign up to receive a free basketball, a t-shirt, and have the opportunity to bounce around Columbus downtown city streets.
The Greater Columbus Sports Commission has said they hope this is a springboard for bigger events. So you really have a lot riding on this weekend, and the city has to have an impressive showing. Sounds like you're really there.
We're so pleased with the collaborative spirit of the city of Columbus, our leaders, and the Sports Commission in Ohio State. We really make a good team, and we know that the city is going to continue to embrace this as we look to host additional NCAA championship events. We've made such a success and had such a great community backing when we host first and second round of the men's NCAA basketball tournament. We hope that we could receive a bid for the men's basketball Sweet 16. And then in the future, we'll be looking to host NCAA wrestling championships, which would have an economic impact of about $15 million, which would be fantastic for the city of Columbus. And then, you know, really moving to U.S. and the U.S. Championship structure of figure skating and the U.S. Olympic trials featuring wrestling. So there's so many opportunities on the horizon to bring sport at the highest profile to Columbus.
What is the economic boost to the city with the Final Four here?
We won't know until it's all over, so that's very exciting for us. But we are estimating somewhere between $20 million. You know, it's not just the hotel rooms that are rented, but it's also the business that will be happening in our restaurants, our bars, the increased traffic with taxis and the service providers of those entities. Everyone will benefit from an event like this.
How does Columbus compare to other cities who have hosted before?
From a local organizing perspective, we are blessed to have city leaders who want to showcase our city at the highest sport platform. We're blessed to be collaborative in nature and the spirit of our leadership. And I would say that since we're first-time hosts for the NCAA Women's Final Four, our visitors to Columbus will be surprised and they will really like what they find.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Ohio State's Diana Sabo, who is also part of the NCAA Women's Final Four Local Organizing Committee. The Final Four in the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament starts tonight inside Nationwide Arena. Thanks again, Diana.
Thank you.